It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Because it is a Monday, and it is time to open up the list. The list is an ongoing list that we have that we add something to every week where it's just something that just grinds our gears that really annoys us. And guys, if you don't mind, can I go first this week?
Go for it.
Let's hear it.
This is one that I know irks all of us. This is something really? That really bothers us and grinds our gears. Not just weather. Chicago weather.
Oh, baby. Oh, boy.
Guys, like last Thursday, beautiful day, right? Mm-hmm.
Was wearing
amazing.
Shorts.
Couple days.
Shorts. And then next thing you know, that night, we're getting a hailstorm? What? Okay, fast forward 24 hours. Beautiful day again. Amazing Friday.
Uh-huh.
And then that night, we got a dust storm?
That was a curveball.
Like, what is next? Are we going to have a beautiful day today, and then tonight we're going to get locusts?
I don't know. You never know around here.
The fact that it went from 80 degrees to 40 degrees?
Yeah. And then, don't even get me started on the temperature. Mm-hmm. We're all of a sudden back to March. Like, what is going on with the weather? If you don't like Chicago weather, just wait 10 minutes. No! What if we do like it? Can it just stay good for
I
once?
I think everybody gets frustrated with the weather.
Yes.
Because sometimes spring sucks.
Oh, it's the worst. So Chicago weather, not just weather. Chicago weather, you are added to the list. You guys got anything you want to add to the list?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay, all right. So when we come back, Melissa and Kyle will add things to the list as well. If you've got anything you would like to add to the list, 312-946-4995 is the number. You can either text or call in. Again, 312-946-4995. Add something to the list. We are adding things to the list. Tell you what, adding things to the list on a Monday is very therapeutic. It helps with your case of the Mondays because nobody likes Mondays.
No.
They're annoying, they're frustrating, and you know, it's good to vent, let things off. And every week we add things to the list that just grind our gears, that really bother us. I just added not just weather to the list, but Chicago weather specifically.
We get it good.
Yeah,
here.
One day, 1 minute it's sunny, the next it's hailing or dust storming or I don't know, locusts.
Yep.
So, guys, you have stuff you want to add to the list?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Melissa, take it away.
Okay. Around these parts, we tend to have a lot of critters out there. And
are you going to an old West town
shoot,
here next?
Miami, you and the Duke boys about to go drive down the...
That's right.
Old county line.
And, you know, those critters tend to be a nuisance around here also. And so my latest nuisance is that I have a raccoon.
Ooh.
But he's not getting in my garbage and he's not digging at my house. He's in my garage attic.
Okay. So I don't think we need to call Porter a critter.
Yeah, that's just me.
He is the one who's usually in your attic.
I know he's going through an awkward growing phase, you know, being a teenager and all.
Yeah. And so I am going crazy now because I think it's a she, and I think she's nesting and having babies in there.
Oh, yeah?
No.
And now I'm trying to call animal control, and they're really expensive, and I don't know. So I am adding critters getting into your house to the list.
Critters in your house to the list. That's a good one, Melissa. That is one that, should be on everyone's list. And I gotta ask this, Mel, is this preventing you from putting up your Christmas decorations? Because I know you do like to put them up earlier and earlier every year.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, this is the season we put up the tree.
Put it up when the weather's nice.
It's also the season that she normally takes it down, too. All right, Kyle, what are you adding to the list?
I'm gonna add golf etiquette to the list.
Ooh. Oh.
So obviously the weather's starting to turn. It's starting to become a little bit of golf season. And this past weekend, I went out with some buddies. 9-hole golf course usually should take about 2 hours.
Sure.
It took about 2 hours and 50 minutes because the group in front of us decided they wanted to take the longest amount of time to drive to their balls. Not everybody, you know, sometimes you drop somebody off to their ball and then you drive to your ball. Nope. They all had to drive together and they all had to watch everybody do 5 practice swings and then they all had to rake. And people, we want to get out on the golf course and have a good time, but you got to speed it up a little
bit. You know what? I don't even golf, and I think that's rude when you hold up other people behind you.
And they clearly saw us because we would pull up to the hole, and we'd clearly be watching them.
Right.
It's like you do notice this.
Yeah.
And we drove by them multiple times, and never once did they say, Our bad. Never once did they say, go around us.
Yeah, play through.
Yes. Never once. And the whole course was short enough that we could not really tee off sometimes because we would have hit into them a majority of the time. It was ridiculous. It made me spend too much time on the golf course, which isn't a bad thing, but I did want to, you know, kind of wrap it up to go have some more drinks in the clubhouse.
Talk about a subpar performance, right?
Exactly, Austin. Yeah. Great pun. So golf etiquette, when people are doing it wrong, is added to the list.
It's added to the list. Okay. Just a recap.
Yep.
Chicago weather.
Yeah.
Critters in our attic.
That's right.
And golf etiquette, more specifically, people that are slow on the golf course. It's all added to the list.